I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We've been talking a lot of hoops today. Olympic year, Team USA, LeBron James and Steph Curry. Seniors, not senior citizens, but the guys are aging a bit. Still full of game. But not being the favorites. I think we're kind of used to it. This is not the first year. I don't want to act shocked over it. But the fact that it's not a done deal, and now Luka gets a chance to rest up. I kind of agree with the callers that said, if I'm a Mavs fan, I'm glad that he's out. Caleb Martin, tough guy for the Heat. I mean, the Sixers, how many good players are they going to acquire this offseason? And when you're that close to the Celtics, you got to load up. But Caleb Martin, I like his game. He's one of those guys that I think you've got to load up if you're Philadelphia, because you just can't count on Embiid playing every night. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't want him to play every night. He's almost like the alien with the Celtics. I mean, how many games you wanted to play? Now, maybe 30 until towards playoffs. I just think once you know the advantage you have in the third season, football we always call the second season of playoffs, but really in the NBA, when you have a matchup problem that very few people can solve, like Wimby, that's just ridiculous. But so is the alien in Boston. And Embiid, man, he's a bad man. He just has not been able to prove it in prime time. So Caleb Martin, not certain how familiar you are with his work, but I like it for the Sixers. They are loading this thing up.
Yeah, I think to your point, I love Caleb Martin too. He, you know, was a nice piece in Miami for a while, you know, nice developing star. Yeah, I think it's just like you said, the Celtics are, you know, they got the super team clicking on all cylinders. They got guys off the bench. They got every, you know, they don't really have any weaknesses. So you got to do that if you're Philadelphia.
No, they don't. And I also think Andre Drummond, who's back now in Philadelphia, because the more I limit Embiid's minutes, the likelihood of him being healthy, but also you got to be in shape for the playoffs is imperative. I was impressed with Indiana. I didn't like the coach crying in the opening series about small market. I mean, come on, man. It's Indiana. It's basketball. I don't know what you might talk about the market, but you really the heart and you are the guts of basketball. I'm about small market. You had a hell of a team, but you just didn't get it done. And again, I got to say, the alien wasn't even there. So if you couldn't beat him without him, then Slim, take your seat. Go on, sit down where you're supposed to be, because you would have got toe up. So let that thing go. And I will say this. because I don't know where you stand on this, but pre-Christmas, or really pre the All-Star break, the NBA was suffering. And they tweaked some things, give their marketing people a lot of credit. They kind of came up, end-game deal was a successful theory, and it worked, and they kind of got people talking about it, and then these young players have come along, and they have actually pivoted. They've made a pivot move, and I think it's worked. I mean, I really have. And look what they've replaced. Look what they've moved on. I mean, it's look at the people that they've had to pivot from. The logo, Julius Irvin, you know, Magic. They probably have more glamour athletes than any sport. It seems that way to me. Maybe it's the way to market it. But I don't ever recall this kind of talk and buzz about, even though love baseball to death, but I don't sense the intimacy with baseball players that we do with hoopsters. Like Bert, Magic and Bird. It seemed like they were like part of your family. Magic and Bird. Steph. Clay. You feel me? It's just something seems different. I just look at Gilbert Arenas when he was here. Didn't that feel different?
Oh yeah, definitely.
You felt him. There was a vibe to it. I mean, we got Mike when he was at a stage that hell, I don't think LeBron will ever be at that stage. But Mike was. But he was still like it was an excitement. You know, think about it. How many stars have we had? That's why Ovi's such a badass. Because this brother has been, he's been that thing, that guy, his whole career. Whole career. In a sport that you might have thought was in fourth place when he got here. But you couldn't tell that by the excitement and the passion within the parade when they won it. I'm talking about even at the parties we went to watching them when they lost in the playoffs. That's the closest I've felt to that soccer reaction that I'm watching now. Was when the Capitals, especially the year they were President Cup winners and lost at home. I was in the arena. It was like a funeral. And it hits you all of a sudden. So it's like we have some experience. We're not a one-trick pony. We got a little swag. We understand what it's like. But these sports and where we are now, and now how things have changed. And look, I'm not kidding you. I'm serious as a heart attack. Love wagering. I'm so happy for the sport. Do you know where we would be without wagering?
Yeah.
No, we might be sold.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No, all kidding aside, I'm so happy because we might have lost a franchise. We might have lost one of our four majors. No way in the world you can convince me that you can keep three or four mediocre franchises. No way. No way. But that wagering, and Susan O'Malley, who we used to mock and talk about, she was promoting the visitors way before people started taking marketing seriously. She was way ahead of her time. Way ahead of it. Because it's all about packing the arenas. It's all about moving it. Can you imagine her with social media? And, you know, one of the things I've always thought would be great for our format is if you could imagine what era would have been incredible with social media. Like, how many followers would Wilt Chamberlain have had?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, think about it.
Well, even, you know, what he's known for off the court, would he have been able to do all that with social
media?
Well,
but that's my whole point. See, my deal is, you know, when you start thinking about, look, everybody's got to try something, and I get it. I just have a hard time. I won't allow my brain to fantasize into what record a team that I haven't even seen get assembled. To me, that's just craziness. I don't even know who's on the team, and you're asking me to predict their record? What do you think, I'm stupid? Don't bore me with that. But now, if you ask me, well, who would have had the biggest social media following? Let's say Willie Mays? Well, you know what the greatest? How many people would have been following Muhammad Ali? Or Iron Mike Tyson? Who would have had the most followers? Who would have had the biggest social media impact? Want to play that game? I can play that game. Because I'm telling you, they would have had to put in a little work with it. See, I don't think Larry Bird would have put any work into it. He would have been a monster. Can you imagine how many followers? Bird? Think about it. In Boston, when the Celtics were like they are, they were the real Celtics. Magic Johnson. Now, the idea of Michael Jeffrey Jordan, where do you start? Where do you start? I'm just, those are the kind of things to me that are very, very interesting. And I just wonder, and are we leaving someone out? Are we leaving someone out? And remember when Serena was really, just maxing out Martina and her role? It is really interesting. Sometimes I think now they didn't have a shot at it. They did not have a shot. But who do you think? Because you do have to put some work in this as well. You got to kind of like it. How about? Well, no, I was about to hold one down because this will be my ace in the hole to see if anybody comes up with it. I'm going to hold back one because if I say this one, it's going to bring the house down. But thinking about it, give you three categories. Top three. Who do you think would have been on that? Your own little mini Mount Rushmore, if you will. I love the Mount Rushmore theories because it locks it off at four and there's no debate. You can't add one. It just makes it real clean. If we could put social media or put the idea of you getting your followers or having your biggest social media platform, who might it be in their heyday? That'll be interesting. Think about that on break. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. DOC and Donald Hankerson right here with you. Team 980, overtime. Back in a moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to the Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have the advantage of social media and wagering and fantasy and all these things that are fantastic. It's great if you have your leagues. It's camaraderie. It's a beautiful thing. It's like being in college again. It's a great thing. Love all of it. What would it have been like, though, if we could go back 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, whatever, and some of our past heroes had a shot at it? Who might have had the largest followings? Every once in a while, I'll sit back and just think about this one and go, can you imagine if so-and-so was on social media now? Dunkirk, our next stop. Bart, what say you?
I was thinking, buddy, you know, a true American fought in the war, came back from war, and average, I mean, last 400 hitter, Ted Williams.
Oh, right. You know what? You know what? This brother was so popular. So big. You're right. He was really, really popular. I remember seeing him. I went to the All-Star game in Boston, Fenway, my first shot to Fenway. And he came out in a golf cart.
Okay.
I'll never forget it. I was so hyped to be in an All-Star game and put my eyes on Ted Williams, and then met Maury Wills, a guy who I adored and idolized as a Dodger growing up playing shortstop, and realized that Fenway, when they built that stadium, they had nobody like me in sight, in mind. That was the most uncomfortable experience of my lifetime at a sporting event. Because there must have not been no humans over 6'4 when they built Fenway. I don't know how people that are 6'4 or taller can sit in those stands for a game. I could only take it for like 4 innings. That was good.
I was old enough to see him play. I'm old enough to do. I remember watching him play. My dad was a big Ted Williams fan.
Wow.
He was a man back then.
Yeah, that's great, man. We'll cherish those thoughts and appreciate your content, man. Thanks for the phone call. Love that, man. Man, saw Ted Williams play. Kevin, in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, it's all good, man. Just thinking about what if these young people now get a following, and you hear these young people, like you know who, BTP giving out 100 times a show. I just wonder what it would have been like if some of these cats back in the day had social media, and how big their following would have been. Who do you think might have been rim rattlers?
Oh, I know who would shut it down completely, totally, and that's Allen Iverson. AI would shut it
AI.
Completely
oh,
down.
Oh, man.
Totally. Totally. Trendsetter. Everything.
You know what? You're right. Because
made a change. Yeah.
You know, the thing about AI is that, like, his competition might have been Steph. People who are normal-sized people, I think, attract more people than larger people.
Exactly.
I really believe when you are the size of people that can relate to you, AI is one of the biggest superstars that never altered his personality. It was always who he was. And, man, that's a great one. You hammered that one.
And he impacted the community.
He never left the community. Never left it.
You're right. You're right.
What do you mean impact? He never left it.
You're right, brother.
I mean, in the NBA All-Star game here in D.C., got a chance to be some quality time with AI and his group, and love the dude, man, because he's authentic. The young people use that word a lot now, and that describes Allen Iverson. There's nothing fake about him. And I saw him as a freshman. Saw him play football. You know, the man, Notre Dame offered him. In football, he was a terror as a quarterback, option quarterback. No, man, AI is one of the most respected dudes, man, that I've come in contact with in the media, because there's nothing fake about him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, boy, that's good stuff, man. Thank you for that one, Kevin. Let's say Willie Mays. Well, you know what the greatest? How many people would have been following Muhammad Ali? Or Iron Mike Tyson? Who would have had the most followers? Who would have had the biggest social media impact? Want to play that game? I can play that game. Because I'm telling you, they would have had to put in a little work with it. See, I don't think Larry Bird would have put any work into it. He would have been a monster. Can you imagine how many followers Bird? Think about it. In Boston, when the Celtics were like they are, they were the real Celtics. Magic Johnson. Now, the idea of Michael Jeffrey Jordan, where do you start? Where do you start? I'm just, those are the kind of things to me that are very, very interesting. And I just wonder, and are we leaving someone out? Are we leaving someone out? And remember when Serena was really, just maxing out Martina and her role? It is really interesting. Sometimes I think now they didn't have a shot at it. They did not have a shot. But who do you think? Because you do have to put some work in this as well. You got to kind of like it. How about, well, no, I was about to hold one down, because this will be my ace in the hole to see if anybody comes up with it. I'm going to hold back one, because if I say this one, it's going to bring the house down. But thinking about it, give you three categories. Top three. Who do you think would have been on that? Your own little mini Mount Rushmore, if you will. I love the Mount Rushmore theories because it locks it off at four, and there's no debate. You can't add one. It just makes it real clean. If we could put social media, or put the idea of you getting your followers or having your biggest social media platform, who might it be in their heyday? That'll be interesting. Think about that on break. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. DOC and Donald Hankerson right here with you. Team 980, overtime. Back in a moment. Fourth of July, Saturday. DOC, Donald, working overtime for you and loving every moment of it. Watching some great penalty kicks. Looks like it could be some victory on the cusp here in the soccer match. And the question is, some of the all-time greats, what if they had been privy to this technology and social media, had a following? Who would have had... Who would have had that? The biggest followings. Who would have knocked it out of the park? Steve in Virginia, what say you?
How you doing, Doug? Good talking to you.
Good to have you here with us, brother.
I was wondering if you're the one you were holding back was Ali.
No, I wasn't holding Ali back, because that's just a gimme. I figured that was like.
I figured that too.
No. Ali is like.
Yeah.
Probably no one would have had, because of all the people we're mentioning, with the exception of Mike. Yeah. See, Mike's global. Ali, they're global. So if this thing was really right, they're getting votes from all over the world. That kind of separates those two guys. They're. But no, really, I'll tell you up front who the guy was. Who I was mentioning was that was Broadway Joe.
I swear I was going to say that, and also Babe Ruth. I think Babe would have a couple of followers too.
I was thinking. I said Broadway Joe.
Yeah.
I was thinking Broadway Joe, but I'm not certain Broadway Joe would have put the work in to promote. Broadway Joe was so smooth. I don't think he would have done. The promoting, you got to engage with your public. Broadway Joe, but he's a smooth dude. I loved him. I loved him with the Jets. They had a guy, Johnny Sample, had a book I read early, Confession of a Dirty Ball Player. And I loved my favorite Jets uniform. I hate the new Jets look. I love the old one.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody that's won a world championship would deviate from the world championship look. These young people and these ideas, sometimes they just need to be seasoned. And how can someone who hasn't been on the earth that long think that they can figure through? I don't get it. I really don't. I don't. I'm not trying to discourage them. I've been a part of helping develop three of them. But I just don't understand it. Not to say that I wasn't just as big a knucklehead myself, but I just love. We got a couple of 26-year-olds at the station that I just love them to death. But it's so funny, some of the things that comes out their mouth. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for chipping in and helping that one. This is good. Donald, tell you what, man, I think you've hit a winner. Michael in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc. This is Michael again. I called in a couple weeks ago. I'm the guy who had the senior fitness training class, virtual fitness class.
Yes, sir.
Just a reminder.
Yes, sir. We threw it out there.
Okay. Appreciate it. I had one guy, but I have a team. And actually, my one guy, I guess it's on my heart and mind, was called Willie Mays. Haven't seen him so many times when I was growing up in Cincinnati. But then it was more than that. It was the whole San Francisco Giants, the core. You think about Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and the following they would have had. And then you
Jim
think
Ray
about,
Hart? What are you talking about?
Jim Willie Ray McCovey.
Hart? Yeah. My father was a Giants fanatic, so they were loaded. And
then on the Hispanic side, you have you have Juan Marshall.
Juan Marshall,
And Orlando Cepeda. Now you've got icons with Willie Mays and McCovey, and then the Hispanic brothers with Juan Marichal and Orlando Cepeda. They would have brought in a whole nother audience, which they did.
They did. They did. Yeah.
Yes, they broke the barrier.
Yeah, they did. They were so, my old man and all those Marines, man, they were all Giants fans. So I lived through that. I was raised in that. And because I was a knucklehead, like most kids, I didn't even think to dwell into the historical reasoning behind my father and my uncle's passion for the Giants. I just wanted to beat them, so I embraced the Dodgers. And we did have Maury Wills, Dusty Baker, had brothers, but I was like, Roseboro, I remember back. I just didn't care. It was just I had to beat him. And as long as I beat him, and then I was good. But that's good, man. That was very insightful. That was a good call. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Are you impressed, Donald, at the level? Can you hear the difference in our callers in terms of IQ?
I can definitely. I'm loving these answers right now. A lot of diverse answers. This is cool.
You see what I'm saying? Don't let Big Tony skew you in thinking that this is all we could do. I mean, there's a whole different level. And I just feel like I'm not trying to take all the credit for this, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Landover Hills, Mark, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for taking my call. I love it when you do this. It tickles me, Doc. It's really, really good, man, to bring people out because they bring up people we don't hear much about anymore. And I got two for you, Doc, and a couple more.
Yeah, let's hear it. Who would it?
Hey, buddy. How about you were talking about a little bit earlier about the common folk and people identifying. And these guys might not have been the best, but I'll guarantee you they'd get some hits. How about my man George Gervin, the Iceman? And how about somebody you know personally, Doc? That man with one of the greatest smiles ever in the NFL.
How about
Mr. Darryl Green?
Yeah, but see, Darryl's modern contemporary. Daryl's a baby. Hell, I'm older than Darryl. Daryl, I played with Darryl. So I can't put Darryl. I don't want to put. I'm talking about going way back to the point where social media. Darryl's on social media now. Yeah,
hey,
Clyde hadn't been mentioned. You're right. Clyde hadn't been mentioned yet. That's a good one.
How about Clyde, buddy?
Okay, that's a good one.
And here's one, Doc. Here's one. How about Mario Andretti?
You know what? Big one. Mark, appreciate that, man. Big score. Donald, Mario Andretti? Hell, I wasn't even in the race. I knew Mario Andretti.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't have thought of that one, but that's a great one.
Bad man.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you one, though. That I can't believe I didn't start this whole discussion off with him. Because he's the one person that drew me to what I'm watching right now. And we just watched, just an amazing match. Here with England now, thrilled. When I heard of Pelé, I watched and I saw a bicycle kick. May have been 60, 61. I had no idea what people were talking about. From that point on, I never stopped being interested in soccer. That's when I first got introduced to it. And I was like, this brother did a what? And then that kept me conscious. How about Pelé? How many followers would he have?
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, just how popular, you know, soccer is internationally.
Oh, that's my point.
Yeah, it would be.
Point. Don't even want to mention Messi.
Oh, man.
I mean, don't even go.
Yeah, I was going to say, you see the numbers that Messi and Ronaldo and those type of guys have now.
Dude, it is not only the thing why. That's why I go, and God love Dr. Lou Holder. That's my dog, man. Expansion is what we all should hope for. We already know what we know. Let's expand. And it's the perfect time for it. Because there is no football going on right now, right? Stop it. There's nothing going on right now from that standpoint. But there's a lot of other things that are actually happening right this second. We just watched it. England and Switzerland, great sports going on. Try it. You might like the fit. To break we go. We'll continue right here on Overtime. DOC and Donald. Here on a beautiful Saturday, man, just watching the excitement. It's just, I tell you what, man, I'm so happy that Lou, he demanded that I switch and get this, get England in front of me. Euro 2024, even though I'm manning a hot microphone, got it done. Thank you, Dr. Holder. Maybe we can get him tomorrow afternoon to join us to wrap some of this up. In the meantime, we got a hot topic, and that is if we go rewind and tap into Alexander Graham Bell and kind of morph up in this technology and have social media, what were some of our stars in the past, some of the superstars, who would have had the biggest following? Wes out in Gaithersburg, what say you?
Hello, Doc. Listen, I'm a few years older than you, and I was so happy and impressed when you joined the team. I go way back, and you know I got some memories too.
Absolutely.
What I want to call, I love this topic, and I love how the old heads are coming out and calling the roll here.
Absolutely.
I was going to say Pelé and Ali, but of course, you know, that's a drop the mic situation right there.
Mm-hmm.
But because I go back to a time when the number one, without question, most famous international sports star was the heavyweight champion of the world. I go back to a time where a black man couldn't even survive in some of the places in this country if he were to fight back against someone who was not black.
Oh, absolutely.
And Joe Louis was the only
Jack Johnson.
We were shut out of her.
That's what Jack Johnson to me. Jack Johnson to me is the baddest man on the planet ever.
Even Muhammad Ali said Jack Johnson, he couldn't have beaten Jack Johnson. We've seen films. I know you have too.
Mm-hmm.
But those are my two.
Yeah, Matt, I love you for bringing that up, man. I didn't bring Jack Jackson up because I know most people don't know who I'm talking about. But I love it when some of these young gangsters think they tough, talk tough. He's the toughest dude I've ever seen, heard of, researched in my entire life. For what he did and how he did it in the time period in which he existed? Come on, Slim. This dude. And it's unfortunate that anybody would have to live through that.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fourth of July, Saturday. DOC, Donald, working overtime for you and loving every moment of it. Watching some great penalty kicks. Looks like it could be some victory on the cusp here in the soccer match. And the question is, some of the all-time greats, what if they had been privy to this technology and social media, had a following? Who would have had that? The biggest followings? Who would have knocked it out of the park? Steve in Virginia, what say you?
How you doing, Doug? Good talking to you.
Good to have you brother, here with us, brother.
I was wondering if you're the one you were holding back was Ali.
No, I wasn't holding Ali back because that's just a gimme. I figured that was like...
Yeah, I figured that too.
No. Ali is like...
Yeah,
probably no one would have had... Because of all the people we're mentioning, with the exception of Mike...
Yeah.
See, Mike's global. Ali, they're global. So if this
thing was really right,
they're getting votes from all over the world.
Different
kind of separates those two guys. They're... But no, really, I'll tell you up front who the guy was. Who I was mentioning was... That was Broadway Joe.
I swear I was going to say that, and also Babe Ruth. I think Babe would have a couple of followers too.
I was thinking. I said Broadway Joe.
Yeah.
I was thinking Broadway Joe, but I'm not certain Broadway Joe would have put the work in to promote.
I think he was too busy.
Broadway Joe was so smooth. don't think you would have done. You to do the promoting, you got to engage with your public. You got, I mean, Broadway Joe, but he's a smooth dude. I loved him. I loved him with the Jets. They had a guy, Johnny Sample, had a book I read early, Confession of a Dirty Ball Player. And I loved my favorite Jets uniform. I hate the new Jets look. I love the old one.
Yeah.
I don't know how anybody that's won a world championship would deviate from the world championship look. I just, these young people and these ideas, sometimes they just need to be seasoned. And they just, how can someone who hasn't been on the earth that long think that they can figure through? You know, I don't get it. I really don't. I don't. I'm not trying to discourage them.
No.
I'm not trying to discourage them. I've been part of helping develop three of them. But I just don't understand it. You know, not to say that I wasn't just as big a knucklehead myself, but I just love, we got a couple of 26-year-olds at the station that I just love them to death. But it's so funny, some of the things that comes out their mouth. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for chipping in and helping that one. This is good. Donald, tell you what, man, I think you've hit a winner. Michael in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc. This is Michael again. I called in a couple weeks ago. I'm the guy who had the senior fitness training class, virtual fitness class.
Yes, sir.
Just a reminder.
Yes, sir. We threw it out there.
Okay. Appreciate it. I had one guy, but I have a team. And actually, my one guy, I guess it's on my heart and mind, was called Willie Mays. I haven't seen him so many times when I was growing up in Cincinnati. But then it was more than that. It was the whole San Francisco Giants, the core. You think about Willie Mays and Willie McCovey and the following they would have had. And then you
Jim
think
Ray
about...
Hart? What are you talking about?
No, Willie
Ray
McCovey.
Hart? Yeah. And Hart, they were had... My father was a Giants fanatic, so they were loaded. And
then on the Hispanic side, you have you have Warren Marshall.
Warren Marshall,
And Orlando Cepeda. Now you've got icons with Willie Mays and McCovey, and then the Hispanic brothers with Juan Marichal and Orlando Cepeda that would have brought in a whole nother audience, which they did.
They did.
Baseball.
They did. Yeah.
Yes, they broke the barrier.
Yeah, they did. They were so – I mean, my old man and all those Marines, man, they were all Giants fans. So I lived through that. I was raised in that, and because I was a – knucklehead, like most kids, I didn't even think to dwell into the historical reasoning behind my father and my uncle's passion for the Giants. I just wanted to beat them. So I embraced the Dodgers.
Yes.
And we did have Maury Wills, Dusty Baker, had brothers. But I was like, Roseboro, I remember back. I just didn't care. It was just I had to beat him. And as long as I beat him, and then I was good. But that's good, man. That was very insightful. That was a good call. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Are you impressed, Donald, at the level? Can you hear the difference in our callers in terms of IQ?
I can definitely. I'm loving these answers right now. A lot of diverse answers. This is cool.
You see what I'm saying? Don't let Big Tony skew you in thinking that this is all we could do. I mean, there's a whole different level. And I just feel like I'm not trying to take all the credit for this, but I'm just saying. Landover Hills, Mark, welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for taking my call. I love it when you do this. It tickles me, Doc. It's really, really good, man, to bring people out because they bring up people we don't hear much about anymore. And I got two for you, Doc, and a couple more.
Yeah, let's hear it. Who would it?
Hey, buddy, how about you were talking about a little bit earlier about the common folk and people identifying. And these guys might not have been the best, but I'll guarantee you they'd get some hits. How about my man George Gervin, the Iceman? And how about somebody you know personally, Doc? That man with one of the greatest smiles ever in the NFL.
Oh,
how about Mr. Darryl Green?
Yeah, but see, Daryl's modern contemporary. I don't put – Daryl's a baby. Daryl's – hell, I'm older than Daryl. Daryl, I played with Daryl, so I can't put Daryl – I don't want to put – I'm talking about going way back to the point where social media – Daryl's on social media now. Yeah, Clyde hadn't been mentioned. You're right. Clyde hadn't been mentioned yet. That's a good one.
How about Clyde, buddy?
Okay.
Here's one, Doc. Here's one. How about Mario Andretti?
You know what? Big one. Mark, appreciate that, man. Big score. Donald, Mario Andretti? Hell, I wasn't even in the race. I knew Mario Andretti.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't have thought of that one, but that's a great one.
Bad man.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you one, though, that I can't believe I didn't start this whole discussion off with him, because he's the one person that drew me to what I'm watching right now. And we just watched, just an amazing match here with England now, thrilled. When I heard of Pelé, I watched and I saw a bicycle kick. May have been 60, 61. I had no idea what people were talking about. From that point on, I never stopped being interested in soccer. That's when I first got introduced to it. And I was like, this brother did a what? And then that kept me conscious. How about Pelé? How many followers would he have?
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, just how popular, you know, soccer is internationally.
Oh, that's my point.
Yeah, it would be.
Point. Don't even want to mention Messi.
Oh, man.
I mean, don't even go.
Yeah, I was going to say, you see the numbers that Messi and Ronaldo and those type of guys have now.
Dude, it is not only the thing why. That's why I go, and God love Dr. Lou Holder. That's my dog, man. Expansion is what we all should hope for. We already know what we know. Let's expand. And it's the perfect time for it. Because there is no football going on right now, right? Stop it. There's nothing going on right now from that standpoint. But there's a lot of other things that are actually happening right this second. We just watched it. England and Switzerland, great sports going on. Try it. You might like the fit. To break we go. We'll continue right here on Overtime. DOC and Donald. Here on a beautiful Saturday, man, just watching the excitement. It's just, I tell you what, man, I just love, I'm so happy that Lou, he demanded that I switch and get this, get England in front of me, Euro 2024, even though I'm manning a hot microphone. Got it done. Thank you, Dr. Holder. Maybe we can get him tomorrow afternoon to join us to wrap some of this up. In the meantime, we got a hot topic, and that is if we go rewind and tap into Alexander Graham Bell and kind of morph up in this technology and have social media, what were some of our stars in the past, some of the superstars, who would have had the biggest following? Wes, out in Gaithersburg, what say you?
Hello, Doc. Listen, I'm a few years older than you, and I was so happy and impressed when you joined the team. I go way back, and you know I got some memories, too.
Absolutely.
So what I want to call, I love this topic, and I love how the old heads are coming out and calling the roll here.
Absolutely.
I was going to say Pelé and Ali, but of course, you know, that's a drop the mic situation right there.
Mm-hmm.
But because I go back to a time when the number one, without question, most famous international sports star was the heavyweight champion of the world. I go back to a time where a black man couldn't even survive in some of the places in this country if he were to fight back against someone who was not black.
Oh, absolutely.
And Joe Louis was the only
Jack Johnson.
We were shut out of.
That's what Jack Johnson to me. Jack Johnson to me is the baddest man on the planet ever.
Even Muhammad Ali said Jack Johnson, he couldn't have beaten Jack Johnson. I've seen, yeah, and we've seen films. I know you have too.
Mm-hmm.
But those are my two.
Yeah, Matt, I love you for bringing that up, man. I didn't bring Jack Jackson up because I know most people don't know who I'm talking about. But I love it when some of these young gangsters think they tough, talk tough. He's the toughest dude I've ever seen, heard of, researched in my entire life. For what he did and how he did it in the time period in which he existed? Come on, Slim. This dude. And it's unfortunate that anybody would have to live through that. That's an atrocity of what do. I'm just telling you because you need to be told. You need to understand you can't go hide behind sports. Sometimes you got to come out and defend right from wrong so that you can maintain having a healthy sports culture. Angelo in Vienna, you're next. Welcome to Overtime.
Saturday, guys. And, you know, a lot of the great ones have already been taken by previous callers and by
That's
you.
That's okay. That's okay.
Well, I do have three quick ones, and what I'm thinking is when you're talking social media in our era right now,
right.
I'm thinking it needs to be somebody with the it factor, not just a great athlete, not just a champion, but the whole merchandising, marketing, mm-hmm. advertising, yep. and they always say the it factor. And then I'm yep. thinking the word comes to mind is superstar. And the three I have, Reggie Jackson, Julius Erving, and one that's still active, but the first part of his career, there was no social media, and that's Tiger Woods.
Mm. Yeah. You know what? Reggie was just built for social media. Like Robert Griffin III was built for social media. Unfortunately, his body didn't allow him to survive in the game, and he wasn't able to develop his game to where he could be as dynamic as he was in college and the pros. But he had all that he was built for it. Natural charisma, nothing fake about that. And it didn't happen. But it's been fun. We got a minute to go. I don't think we're going to be able to continue at this point. Bobby, Kenny in the district, we'll do this. I'm going to have to. We can pick it back up in the 1 o'clock hour. Say, Donald?
Yeah, we can break here. We got to get off on Team 980, but we're still rolling on 106.7, so we can keep taking calls.
All right, so we'll keep doing that because we're going to have to say goodbye to our dear family members on 980. We'll continue on 106.7 The Fan. Love y'all to stay with us. Let's keep going. But we got to do this the right way because we don't want Victor to have a problem with us because I don't play with Vic like that. So y'all be good. We love what you bring to the table. Back in a moment on the other side. Here on a beautiful Saturday, man, just watching the excitement. It's just, I tell you what, man, I just love. I'm so happy that Lou, he demanded that I switch and get this, get England in front of me, Euro 2024, even though I'm manning a hot microphone. Got it done. Thank you, Dr. Holder. Maybe we can get him tomorrow afternoon to join us to wrap some of this up. In the meantime, we got a hot topic, and that is if we go rewind and tap into Alexander Graham Bell and kind of morph up in this technology and have social media, what would some of our stars in the past, some of the superstars, who would have had the biggest following? Wes out in Gaithersburg, what say you?
Hello, Doc. Listen, I'm a few years older than you, and I was so happy and impressed when you joined the team. I go way back, and you know I got some memories, too.
Absolutely.
What I want to call, I love this topic, and I love how the old heads are coming out and calling the roll here.
Absolutely.
I was going to say Pele and Ali, but of course, you know, that's a drop-the-mic situation right there.
Mm-hmm.
But because I go back to a time when the number one, without question, most famous international sports star was the heavyweight champion of the world. I go back to a time where a black man couldn't even survive in some of the places in this country if he were to fight back against someone who was not black.
Oh, absolutely.
And Joe Louis was the only
Jack Johnson.
We were shut out of her.
That's why Jack Johnson to me. Jack Johnson to me is the baddest man on the planet ever.
Even Muhammad Ali said Jack Johnson, he couldn't have beaten Jack Johnson. We've seen films. I know you have too.
Mm-hmm.
But those are my two.
Yeah, Matt, I love you for bringing that up, man. I didn't bring Jack Jackson up because I know most people don't know who I'm talking about. But I love it when some of these young gangsters think they tough, talk tough. He's the toughest dude I've ever seen, heard of, researched in my entire life. For what he did and how he did it in the time period in which he existed? Come on, Slim. This dude. And it's unfortunate that anybody would have to live through that. It's an atrocity of what do. I'm just telling you because you need to be told. You need to understand you can't go hide behind sports. Sometimes you got to come out and defend right from wrong so that you can maintain having a healthy sports culture. Angelo in Vienna, you're next. Welcome to Overtime.
Saturday, guys. And, you know, a lot of the great ones have already been taken by previous callers and by you.
That's okay.
Well, I do have three quick ones. And what I'm thinking is when you're talking social media in our era right now,
right.
I'm thinking it needs to be somebody with the it factor. Not just a great athlete, not just a champion, but the whole merchandising, marketing, mm-hmm. advertising, yeah. and they always say the it factor. And then I'm thinking the word comes to mind is superstar. And the three I have, Reggie Jackson, Julius Erving, and one that's still active, but the first part of his career, there was no social media, and that's Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Reggie was just built for social media. Like Robert Griffin III was built for social media. Unfortunately, his body didn't allow him to survive in the game, and he wasn't able to develop his game to where he could be as dynamic as he was in college and the pros. But he had all that he was built for it. Natural charisma, nothing fake about that. And it didn't happen. But it's been fun. We got a minute to go. I don't think we're going to be able to continue at this point. Bobby, Kenny in the district, we'll do this. I'm going to have to. We can pick it back up in the 1 o'clock hour. Say, Donald?
Yeah, we can break here. We got to get out on Team 980, but we're still rolling on 106.7, so we can keep taking calls.
All right, so we'll keep doing that because we're going to have to say goodbye to our dear family members on 980. We'll continue on 106.7. The Fan, love y'all to stay with us. Let's keep going. But we got to do this the right way because we don't want Victor to have a problem with us. because I don't play with Vic like that. So y'all be good. We love what you bring to the table. Back in a moment on the other side.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.